What, if anything, can the Steelers hold on to if they're hoping out that Kenny Pickett will turn out to be the franchise quarterback? Well, we're going to talk about that because there's an impressive stat that I do think does translate to real results on the field right now and could translate to long-term success when Kenny Pickett starts to put it together. We'll talk about that here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, joined today by Jenna Harner. And we're going to also go over all of our Week 12 picks right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button on the video if you enjoy. Hit that subscribe button on our YouTube channel to get all of our daily Monday through Friday episodes, as well as our bonus content. We thank you for making the Locked On Steelers podcast your first listen every day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you all covered all season long with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline, where the game starts. As I said before, we're joined by Jenna Harner of Channel 11. She's back on the show. Jenna, how you doing?
Chris, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Just happy have to say, Thanksgiving, honestly, to me, is a top two holiday, top three, top two.
I'm right there with you.
It's up there. A holiday centered around food and football. What more? And family. And of course, in family, we get really used to in this industry working on Thanksgiving, but a family, of course. So, what could be better?
Absolutely. It was I had a good Thanksgiving, but we're here on Friday and we're talking about Kenny Pickett for a little bit here because, and I've briefly mentioned this before, but it was tough to talk about this to an extent because it was a smaller sample size. But now that we've had Kenny Pickett play more than a couple games, we've gotten to see some things play out. He still has thrown three touchdowns and eight interceptions on the season. He hasn't looked great and he's, you know, had his ups and downs, but you know, I think people can collectively say that the last game that was the most composed we've seen him against the Bengals. The Steelers offense put up 30 points. But one thing that I think showed in this game was how the Bengals approached him. They thought in the first half that they could blitz him more. And in doing that, they sent the blitz, and that led to some success in the first half because Kenny Pickett started to see, oh, wait a second, I can attack in this game. And we saw him be able to respond to what they did. And in the game, when he was blitzed nine times, according to Pro Football Focus, completed eight of those passes for 114 yards and a touchdown pass. He was extremely efficient, but that's not just in that game. It's been all season so far. Kenny Pickett has been officially blitzed by, according to Pro Football Focus, by opposing teams 57 times. When he's been blitzed, he's gotten off 49 passes. He's completed 38 of those passes for 362 passing yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He's also had two scrambles, he's gotten 23 first downs. His passer rating is 117.9. Now, the crazy thing about that, Jenna, that might just seem like a number to people, but if you look at Pro Football Focus's charting of all NFL quarterbacks this year, how they've done when they've been blitzed, that's fourth best in the NFL right now. It's only behind Patrick Mahomes, Andy Dalton, Bailey Zappi, but it's better than Josh Allen, better than Joe Burrow, better than Tua Tagovailoa. He's been able to make plays in there. And to me, I think that's a very good sign. You know, when you see that, what does that dictate to you about what Kenny Pickett has been able to do so far?
Well, I think it just forces him to make a quick decision and not have to kind of think about anything, which is, you know, almost what you want to see out of a rookie quarterback, because you want to see what their instincts are, right? You know, there is going to be a steep learning curve. There's no doubt about that. Everybody knows coming from the college game, whether you're playing in the ACC, the SEC, the Pac-12, even a non-Power 5 conference to the NFL, there is that jump. But to see Kenny Pickett be able to not only understand that he's getting blitzed, but then have to make that quick decision where, you know, oh, I have to get the ball out to Pat Freiermuth, George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, you know, kick it out to Najee, one of those circumstances, you're seeing him make those quick decisions. And that is one of those things I feel like almost, I know that we're seeing videos kind of go viral in terms of breaking down Kenny Pickett's game, but he has to just make that quick decision. He can't sit and think and wonder and look and, you know, go through his first read, his second read. He just has to be like, all right, this is happening. He's identifying what's going on and he's getting rid of the ball quickly. And I think that is something that he can build on and that the Steelers offense as a whole can build on, because as a rookie, of course, you're learning the playbook and you're learning how to read defenses. And we've seen some of the defenses that he has faced over the last couple of weeks give him trouble. But you see in the last, especially the last 2 weeks, I feel like we've seen this offense take a little more of a step. And in the locker room earlier this week on Wednesday, I asked Kenny Pickett, you know, of course you want to grow every single game you guys are playing, but I feel like this offense's growth has been noticeable the last 2 weeks. Do you feel the same? And he said, yeah, you know, we are taking steps. We're doing a lot of good things. And we're, you know, obviously we need to continue to do more of those. And at the end of the day, results are what we care about. But there are things that they can build on. And I think this is kind of a big factor of that, where if Kenny can stay as composed as he's been and build that level of consistency as well, then I think there's a lot of progress moving forward here. And there's a lot that he can look to build on so that he can read these defenses better and he can be able to, you know, not go three and out back-to-back-to-back drives like we saw in that second half against the Bengals.
Right. I agree with that assessment. And when I look at the two, like you said, it forces him to make a decision, and he's making good ones. He's trusting his pre-snap reads. He's trusting what he's studied and what he's done, and he's been successful so far. Again, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions on those plays. And to me, it could just be a simpling down to it just limits his options and he doesn't have to think things through. Because, again, yeah, the NFL is a fast game. Your passing window can literally be less than 2 seconds sometimes. And you have to make the on-time throw into the right spot, the right place, and also have other things go right for you. And to me, that's a good sign, though, because like you said, you know, if that's what he's able to do now as a rookie, that's a sign that when he gets more things under his belt, when he starts to understand more things and he starts to get his feet together. And this is what I always talked about, what he did at Pitt. He wasn't great when he first got to Pitt, but over the years he developed, got better. And the more that he understood, the more plays he was able to make and the more ways he could be a leader. That's where Kenny Pickett, I think that's what Mike Tomlin saw in him. That's what Kevin Colbert saw in him. And I think that's why the Steelers said, hey, we want to make this guy the franchise guy. We want to make this guy our first round draft pick. And I think that's what, if again, this is just a sign. It could go a lot of different directions. This could just, it could end up not working. But I do think it's a very positive sign that he's had those moments. And you saw in this first half. Now, you know, does it stink that when people back off of him, he has 0 touchdowns and 8 interceptions? Absolutely. You know, you want that to be better. His passer rating drops down to 59.8 when he's not blitzed right now. But I think it goes more to what you're saying. He's having to think more, think longer, and have to kind of, you know, hold the ball a little bit. But it might just be as much as a sort of an adrenaline rush to say, hey, I got to get rid of the ball. I got to get this out and I got to take this chance. And when he's taken those chances so far, he's been successful when people have come at him. I just think that that's a good thing to have in your young quarterback right now, who's trying to figure the entire game out.
Absolutely. And I mean, by no means am I comparing what Kenny Pickett does to what I do or what you do or anything like that. But just like thinking about in your own job or in your own field, when you're forced to make quick decisions. I know for me, when I'm doing live reports and, you know, I'm getting off or getting out of the locker room, running out to the field to do a post game show, and my producer is in my ear, producer Dean, how are you, Dean? saying, you know, hey, you know, we're coming to you in 10 seconds. We need you to talk about the struggles with the run game today and what the guys in the locker room are saying. And for me, I feel like that's sometimes when I do my best work, because I'm not thinking about what I have to say. I'm not sitting there like rehearsing it over my head over and over. Hey, you know, how am I going to lead into this? I just have to go. I just have to speak. I just have to do my job and do what I'm supposed to do. And I think that we're seeing that in Kenny Pickett. I think he's just, like we've been saying, you know, he doesn't have the time to be like, okay, is this the best option? Is this the best option? And I'm not in his mind during a game. I don't know what he's thinking, but he recognizes the blitz and he says, I have to get rid of the ball. I have to make a good play. I have to make a smart play. And we're seeing that a lot.
We are, and I think that that's a good sign for him. I want to keep talking about this for just a little bit longer here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. It's the Friday edition. We'll be back with that. And, of course, we will have our picks later in the show. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, we got to talk to you guys about our great sponsors over on at Prize Picks. Prize Picks, of course, is daily fantasy made easy. Why play all the crazy daily fantasy games where you're up against thousands of people and you have to hit the lottery picks just to win some money? All you have to do with Prize Picks is pick 2 to 5 players. And if you think you have a beat on how they're going to do on fantasy that day, and if you think that they're able to get it right, all you have to do is guess more or less on a certain stat that Prize Picks has set for them. Like, for example, if you think that George Pickens is going to score a touchdown in this game and they have the over-under set at 0.5, if you guess more, you win money on Prize Picks, and you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. You're not competing against any others. It's just about guessing right on your more or less picks. Prize Picks also has the NBA, NHL, college sports, fighting sports, World Cup, and much, much more. Download the Prize Picks app today or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. And first-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's LOCKEDON, promo code Locked on prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks app when you go to play your daily fantasy sports. Back here on Locked On Steelers, I'm Chris Carter. She's Jenna Harner. We're talking all things Kenny Pickett right now. We wanted to focus on the blitz, but not just the blitz itself, but also just pressure. And I don't mean like pressure literally when a guy's in his face, but also like the weight that comes with, you know, success and failure right now. Jenna, like the Steelers lost a frustrating game on Sunday that they could have won. And you look at Kenny Pickett and you talk to him, and you've seen him after wins and after losses. How have you seen him just take the questions and take the challenges of what the Steelers have to do and what he has to do for them to win more football games?
Well, and it's so interesting right now because there is so much, I feel like, discussion about what it's like being a leader as a young quarterback. Obviously, the Zach Wilson situation in New York, him being benched and head coach Robert Saleh saying that it wasn't because of him, you know, not really answering a question when he was asked if he felt like he let the defense down. But since that had become a big thing, like, I made it almost a bigger point of emphasis to really, really hone in on exactly what Kenny Pickett was saying today, earlier this week, how he was saying it, things along those lines. You see the leadership in him. And I think we can go all the way back. I know you and I talked about this to after the loss against the Eagles, where he kind of called on his guys a little bit and says, you know, we need to study more. We need to study this playbook more, calling his guys out a little bit, but then reeling it back and saying, that starts with me. And I think you're seeing signs of a good leader. And it's something Mike Tomlin talks about. It's something the players in the locker room we talk with, the offense, you know, all these guys, even some guys older than Kenny, talking about the type of leader that he is. And I think you're seeing that too, because he is, at least in my experience with him, he's very even keel. He, you know, you see the excitement, the elation when they win, and it's understandable, especially for a young guy who's stringing together for his first, you know, however many wins in the NFL. But you don't see him get too high. And then vice versa, when they lose, you see the anger, you see the frustration. But then when they come back to work later in the week, and when we talk with Kenny Pickett, usually on Wednesdays during the week, he's back to, you know, just
even keel. Hey,
we have a job to do. We have things to work on. Here's what I need to do. And he's, I mean, you know, you're a part of the Pittsburgh media contingent. You know, it's definitely, you know, by no means is it, you know, New York media or anything like that. But I feel like the reporters that talk to Kenny Pickett do ask some tough questions, and you don't see him ever getting defensive. You know, it was interesting because when we talked with him earlier this week about Deontay Johnson, you know, not wanting more targets and getting frustrated, and Kenny explaining it, he explained it in a way that, one, he wanted to make sure we understood, but also, you know, people were like, well, when Mitch was there, he threw more balls to Deontay in deep coverage. And we heard Kenny Pickett almost be like, well, I kind of disagree with that. And it wasn't aggressive. It wasn't any sort of, let me fight with you or anything like that. You just see his honesty. And at least, you know, from what I gather, him just being himself and just being like, hey, look, here's what we need to do. Here's the plan. And even, you know, I feel like I just keep giving examples, but I asked him about on playing Thanksgiving week in primetime, because it's such a big deal. And as you know, it's going to be his first primetime Thanksgiving week game in his NFL career. And it was so funny because he's like, yeah, you know, in college, you're kind of, you you get used to, you know, playing around Thanksgiving, things along those lines, not spending time with your family as much, but it's going to be really special. And he talked about that for a little bit. And then he went right back to, he's like, but we have a really tough task at hand, and it's the Colts, and their defense is really good. Their front presents a lot. We really are going to have to do a lot of work. And that's just, that to me kind of summed up exactly who Kenny Pickett is.
I think it does. It's who he was at Pitt. You know, you could, like, I could never distract that guy with a, hey, you're doing better than Dan Marino type of question. He's he didn't care about that. He didn't care about, you know, anything else outside of that. I would talk, we try to get him off his game. And that's just who he was. I think, again, that's why the Steelers wanted him, that you see that focus when the pressure's in his face. I think once he's able to kind of slow the game down a little bit more and he's able to kind of dissect things and he gets more used to the Steelers offense and the players in the Steelers offense, I think you'll start to see that success that's generated against the blitz, generated across the board when it comes to the passing game. But we got to get to our picks here, so we're going to do that starting now. Just an update on the group situation. Jenna still has a lead on me. It's only two games.
Chris, you want to know something interesting here? Stop. So when I went to go look and see the rankings and how I did last week, how we fared, because I know we had some differences. And I'm looking and I do my classic Command F search to find Chris Carter, because we have a ton of people in this pool. And I couldn't find you on the first page, Chris. I couldn't find you.
We're so funny. Yeah, get out of here. No one likes a prankster. No one likes a jokester over here, Jenna Harner.
I it was an honest observation. I am not pranking. I am not joking. I just was like, oh, let's see. Did Chris beat me this week? And the answer is no. Was no.
What have I? You know what? You're not welcome on the show. Get out of here. We don't want you.
See everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'll see myself out. We are off the rails today.
I hate you. Yeah, I hate everything about you. All right, it's fine. She has 96 wins. I have 94. I'm gonna catch her. It's fine. But Jenna's currently, you stand at 26. I stand at 36. But we have a lot of people at the top of the list. We have Gridiron Men, Double Yoy, and Emily, all with 101 correct picks right now. And they're all tied for second, but still in first place. Yap and Yinzer with 104 correct picks right now. Yap and Yinzer has been holding on to first place. Let's see if anyone can catch up. We're going to skip, of course, all the Thursday games, just for the sake of them. But let's get to the Sunday games right here, because there's three Thursday games: Bills, Lions, Giants, Cowboys, Patriots, Vikings. But Sunday, we start with a game that not too many people, I think, are going to care too much about. It's Broncos at Panthers. Broncos 3-7, Panthers 3-8. I'm going with the Broncos simply because their defense exists, and I don't know what the heck's going on with the Panthers.
That is a great, great decision, because that's what I did too. Sam Darnold coming back. Okay, that's great for Carolina. Maybe they'll see some sort of spark, but I don't know. This team has not done a lot this season. They haven't been making a lot of noise. When you look at Denver, they have a solid defense that at least can make plays. And again, I'm not saying that Carolina can't. I just look at defenses in this one. I'm going with the Broncos too, even though I would not expect a lot of points to be scored here.
Buccaneers are 5-5, visiting the 3-7 Browns. The Browns have been through it lately. They almost had the Bills, but it didn't work out in their favor. But this is a hot team coming into a cold city. But I'm still going with the Buccaneers. I think that they've been doing enough this year on both sides of the ball. The Browns, I think that they just need Deshaun Watson to get back. And apparently he will be back in a couple of weeks.
Are the Bucs coming off a bye, I think?
They are.
Yeah, so that's the answer for me right there. The Browns just are kind of in disarray. I feel like it's kind of been that way, and they've shown signs of life. I did like some of the things they did against the Bills, but at the end of the day, when you can't use your best guy against an area that plagues the Bills defense in the run game, yeah, you got to figure things out. I'm going with the Bucs.
7-3 Ravens at 3-7 Jaguars. I don't really explain this. The Ravens are just a better team. They're going to win that game on the road.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be kind of great for them too, going to a little bit of a warm weather place, either being a little colder outside. I think this just works really well in their favor. But I do think Jacksonville puts up a fight.
Absolutely. I think that would be interesting to see Trevor Lawrence and see what they do there, especially because they're also coming off a bye. So that could be interesting. And they're at home. The 1-8-1 Texans at the 7-3 Dolphins. I think this is a game where if you have fantasy players playing on the Dolphins side, you're going to be very happy because they're going to win by a lot.
Yeah, this is one of those feels like it should be a key pick, which whenever that happens, I feel like something crazy happens. But the Dolphins coming off a bye, they seem like they're in incredibly good spirits from all the reports I've been hearing out of that, out of their practices throughout the week here. I think this is a game where they just absolutely dominate. Tua Tagovailoa is going to have like 300, almost like 400 passing yards. Maybe he surpasses it. It's going to be a fun game.
Absolutely. Bears at Jets. The Bears are 3-8. The Jets are 6-4. But of course, Zach Wilson is not playing. He's been officially benched for Mike White. But Jenna, to me, the Jets were never about Zach Wilson. They were about the defense. They were about being able to run the ball and finding big plays here and there. I think the Jets defense is enough to win this game, especially because Justin Fields has been hurt in his last game. I'm not so sure how he's going to come out in this next game. I'm giving the Jets the win at home.
I go back and forth with this one. This is really tough for me because, yes, the Jets defense is great, but also I feel like you do need a little bit of a spark on offense. I think if Justin Fields was healthy in this game, that would be it for me.
Same.
I would say 100% the Bears, but with just some questions about him, because I know it was like a separated shoulder. I saw a report earlier this week, which is just tough with questions about him, knowing he's limited at least up to this point when we're recording this. I'm going with the Jets, but I don't feel great about it.
I hear you on that. We're going to be back with the rest of our picks in just a minute here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, so don't go anywhere. But first, we got to talk to you guys about Simply Safe. Here's a sports analogy for you. When it comes to burglars, your home is like the end zone, and you need the absolute strongest defense you can muster to defend that goal line. This is why everyone should use and trust Simply Safe home security. At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. It's cutting-edge technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who have always have your back, so you always know that your home is safe. What I can tell you is that Simply Safe's staff is always there to help you. They're attentive. They pay attention to what you're asking, and they do everything they can to help you find what you're looking for and to figure out whatever situation you're in. I really love how Simply Safe's phone app also makes Simply Safe so easy to use. It keeps you up to date with the safety of your home at all times and makes it easy to get the answers when you have questions thanks to their app and their support team. With 24/7 professional monitoring agents, Simply Safe's agents will call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home or can't be reached. Simply Safe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and outside your home. You can customize your perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL and save 20% on your Simply Safe security system when you sign up for an interactive monitoring plan and get your first month for free. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL to learn more, because there's no safe like Simply Safe. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm Chris Carter. She's Jenna Harner. We're finishing our Week 12 picks here, going over our picks. We got 8 more games to go, and this is the first week back with nobody's on bye. Everyone's back, so there's 16 games in total. That's got that's always makes it a better weekend for football. Let's continue with what I think is the game of the week right now, and that's Bengals at Titans. The Bengals 6-4, the Titans 7-3. Both teams have been able to play better as of late. The Titans have kind of fought through some injuries. Ryan Tannehill looks like he's back, but Joe Burrow should be getting back Jamar Chase as well. There's a lot of good signs for both of these teams, but I'm going with the Titans at home. I think that their defense is one of the keys to get to this game. They get after the quarterback very well. We saw Joe Burrow do better against it last week. I don't know if they do as well against it this week. And we also saw Najee Harris had a big game against the Bengals last week. I think that Derrick Henry's in for an even bigger game this week. What say you, Jenna?
Yeah, this is a game to me that anytime I look at an opponent who's playing the Titans, I look at the battles in the trenches and how those fronts hold up. And to me, the Titans just love that physical, intense, I'm coming after you, I'm bringing the house style. And I think that fits them really well coming into this game. I think the Bengals, with potential some question marks, I know obviously Jamar Chase is probably going to come back, which is a really good sign for them. But I have not got an update on Joe Mixon's status, but that's also probably on me.
Fine. I don't have one either.
Yeah, so we're there. But if, you know, to keep an eye out for him too. But I still just think that, in my opinion, the Titans have that ground and pound, and they're just that tougher team here. And if you win those battles in the trenches, usually you tend to win the game. So I'm going with Tennessee.
5-6 Falcons at 6-5 Commanders. Falcons lost Kyle Pitts for the season, but the Commanders have been picking it up lately. They've of course had the upset over the Eagles. I'm going with the Commanders. Their defense is tough. Taylor Heineke's been playing well. I think that they're going to be able to figure enough things out. I think the Falcons, this is close because the Falcons have been competitive this year, but the Commanders are going to find a way to win with their defense.
And I just had to double check to make sure this is true. Chase Young is coming back this week. They activated him, correct?
Well, then if he is, that's even more trouble for the Falcons.
Let me keep talking. I'm going to Google this to make sure I'm not.
We're talking because we need to buy Jenna time to use Google because she wants to figure out if Chase Young's actually going to play here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. There, she's ready.
He's been activated too. We knew that. He's making progress. He remains day to day. But there's the potential that if he does play this week, it would be his season debut. If he's back, I'm 100% going to the Commanders, but I was going with him anyway.
There you go. The Commanders moving on with a W there from both of us. All right, this is an interesting game. The 5-5 Chargers against the 4-7 Cardinals. Both of these teams have been a bit disappointing on their season so far. But I'm going with the Chargers simply because the Cardinals just look out of sorts in so many different ways. You saw how they played Monday night against the Niners. They're coming back on the short week. I think the Chargers aren't that good of a team, but I also think that they're going to do enough to win this game.
And it seems like the directions these two teams are going in, the Chargers, while yes, they lost to the Chiefs, they still showed progress. So it's like, hey, look, we have our offense back. We can throw the ball. Things are looking good. On the flip side, the Cardinals, what on earth happened defensively for them? And that is why I'm going with the Chargers in this one. I just think Justin Herbert having, who did he get back? One of his receivers.
Keenan Allen.
Getting Keenan Allen back was huge for them. And I think that that's going to kind of continue. You know, it's not going to be a crazy day, especially if you have him in fantasy, but I just don't know what's happening with the Cardinals defense. I think the Chargers win this game.
3-7 Raiders at 6-4 Seahawks. Going with the Seahawks, but the Raiders had a win last week. I wouldn't be surprised if they start to ride a little bit, but I'm still going with the Seahawks. I think that they've found a way to win enough games this year that give me a little bit of confidence in them.
Yeah, Seattle's just felt like the better team as of, you know, just looking at these two teams on paper, looking at these matchups. And I'm still kind of up and down entirely with what the Raiders are doing. Again, I don't really know what's going on with them. It seems like he wanted a lot more out of them. Davante Adams looked good last week. Can they continue that? I just think the Seattle team is just a lot better. I'm not saying Seattle team like I don't know their mascot, Seattle Seahawks. I'm just... It's a day.
The Seattle football team.
Yeah, I'm going Seattle here.
I think this could be the blowout of the day. It's Chiefs versus the Rams. 8-2 Chiefs host the 3-7 Rams, and Matt Stafford is out for the game. So I'm going with the Chiefs easily.
Yeah, this is going to be one of those Chiefs games where Patrick Mahomes does insanely wild things. And we're like, look at that insane pass. And then the second half, it's like, wait, he followed that up with that. Just it's going to be have fun, Kansas City. Have fun.
Indeed. 6-4 Niners host the 4-7 Saints. The Niners ran the ball very well against the Cardinals. The Saints gave up a lot of rushing yards to the Steelers just a couple weeks ago. I think that the similar formula that allows Jimmy Garoppolo and Christian McCaffrey to roll in this game.
Yeah, I think so too. And it was funny. I was watching like a preview video to look at what people were saying about the Chargers and Cardinals game. And someone made a comment that was like, if you went to that Mexico City game knowing nothing about American football, you would have thought Jimmy Garoppolo is like the greatest quarterback that's ever played football. So, I don't think that. I think that the Niners just have themselves another really, really solid night.
I'm with you on that. Sunday night football, 4-7 Packers at the 9-1 Eagles. The Eagles fell off a little bit there, but they've recovered. I think this is going to be an ugly one that does not favor Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Just Philly might eat him alive by the end of this game.
Last but not least, of course, are the Pittsburgh Steelers. They go on the road as 3-7 underdogs to visit the 4-6-1 Colts. The Colts, they've looked really bad at times. They've looked really good at times. They almost beat the Eagles last week after they pulled off the upset the week before. I'm very curious to see how the Colts look in this game, but I favor the Steelers. I think that when you look at the problems that they had against the Bengals, it came because Joe Burrow was able to buy time and make really good reads and use his athleticism to make some plays here and there and make some good throws down the field. I don't think Matt Ryan has that in him right now. I think that the Steelers pass rush gets after him. They make more plays of the ball. I also think the Steelers are a little bit more focused in this game because they don't usually respond well to these types of losses. And I see them getting a win, especially with TJ Watt back and healthy, and the offense getting going. But what say you, Jenna?
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers in this one too. It's kind of just tough because now that the Colts, obviously with Jeff Saturday taking over, we don't entirely know. I don't want to say who the team is because clearly they're running the ball. They're going back to Jonathan Taylor and things right. are working. But the Steelers have also not been disastrous, especially as of late when it comes to stopping the run. And we talked with guys in the locker room earlier this week, especially Levi Wallace on Wednesday. He was like, yeah, we know that they want to run the ball. We know that Jonathan Taylor wants to be the focal point of that offense, and we're going to do all we can to take that away. And they've shown that throughout the season. They have been able to take opposing running backs out of the game. Granted, it's been situational. Things have been different. A lot of the, you know, however many games recently they've been trailing and have had to play catch up, things along those lines. I just think if the offense, if we can see even 3+ quarters of what the offense did, as long as they just don't get into sequences like we saw last week where three and out,
yeah,
score a touchdown, 3 and out. If you can quell that, if you can limit that, this to me seems like a game the Steelers should really be able to win.
I'm with you on the same page there. We still got a Monday episode that will preview this show, or preview this matchup a little bit more and give us some reaction to all the Sunday games. But there's our predictions. We'll give you a fuller, deeper insight on the Monday episode. Jenna, are you going to Indianapolis?
I will be in Indy. And fun fact for all the Pittsburghers who live in Pittsburgh, or at least get the Steelers on as their, you know, local broadcast game. Heads up, this game Monday night is going to be on WPXI. Where is it behind me? Channel 11. Right there. There it is. There it is. There it is. It's like I'm doing meteorology. Everything's backwards. So definitely tune in to Channel 11. I will be live there. We have a pregame show starting at 6 p.m. Got some really cool stories coming for you. So definitely tune in for that. But I will be in Indy. I'm very excited. I haven't been there in a couple years. So it'll be a fun game. And hey, a late November game in a dome. What could be better?
Exactly. Avoid that cold weather. Jenna, you have safe travels. We're glad we got you after Thanksgiving here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Thanks again for joining the show. Everyone, check out this show and check out WPXI. But if you want to check out more of this show, go on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and especially YouTube. Like the video if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to this YouTube channel to get all of your daily Monday through Friday episodes. I'm sorry we did skip Thanksgiving because I needed a break. But we're back here Friday. We'll be back on Monday previewing this game in a deeper context and also seeing how the rest of the Sunday games played out. Thanks again, everybody. Back. We hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. Be back on Monday after the weekend.